playing my role, also known as my role flame. Coming with laughs and coming with jams. On Love Lounge, baby, you better catch it when you can. Dropping knowledge from fatherhood to politics. Shouting out comics, just paying homage. What's up, Tiff? Yeah, you know she ready. Chi-Town's on, speaking to the grown and sexy. Hey. We gon' laugh, cut them and kick it. And at the end, we leaving with just to lift your spirits. Make you wanna revisit. Tell your friends, take a listen. Young folks say it's lit. Old folks say we dig it. Hey. Can't no bitch do what you do. Can't no bitch do what you do. Can't no bitch do what I do. Can't no bitch do what you do.
But are y'all ready to get this podcast started? Yeah! All right, let's all get together for the Laugh and Learn co-host, Ms. Lauren Hogan.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for your patience. Like we all said, it's been a crazy day. Oh, and then the static is, I don't know what. Is that better? Okay, good evening, everyone, and thank you guys for coming. So, yes, I am Lauren Hogan, one of the co-hosts for Laugh and Learn, and now it's my greatest pleasure to introduce to you the one and only, the fabulous, the diva, Miss Flame Monroe. All right.
Y'all supposed to act like y'all saw me for the very first time. Again, hello, Lauren Hogan. You look so presidential.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you guys for your patience. We were having a little technical difficulties, but we're here. So we're planning on taking, we were re-signed for second season of Laugh and Learn. So we're going to take it in a different direction. We're not going to get away from, wait a minute, what the hell? Is that my silicone? What is that? Ooh. Oh, somebody cooking chicken or some shit.
No, is that your mic, Lauren?
No, it's you. It's definitely you. I'm good. See,
okay.
I'm good.
Oh, you're very professional.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it's
yeah,
you.
We were re-signed by Charlamagne and iHeart and the Black Effect Network, so we're going to do another year. So this is what we think we want to do. Because the internet has so many trolls and they keep flagging our live pages, we're going to pre-record it in front of a live studio audience, and then we're going to put it out possibly on YouTube, because Instagram had too many kickbacks and drawbacks. So this is what we're going to do. So we practice, and iHeart don't have any vision. Let me just tell y'all, the Black Effect Network, I love them, but they have no vision. So sometimes you have to show people what they want. So we're going to show them what it is, and then they're going to go for it, because Laugh and Learn wasn't even what it was. They wanted me to do fashion and shit. And I do what I want to do, and you see where we at, right?
All right.
Yes. I'm a visionary. So thank you guys so much, and so many of you Flamettes, and so many of you regulars who are here. We're finally getting a chance to meet each other. Let me tell you something. The five shows that we did this weekend were great, but the meeting of the people that we have been stuck in the house with and online with for almost 2 years, yes. I promise you, we weren't meeting strangers. We were meeting family.
Amen.
We were not meeting strangers. Now, some of y'all family, I'm going to keep on a long distance. Some of y'all are a little strange. But nevertheless, we had a great time. And my partner, Lauren Hogan, is here. And our wonderful cameraman, Kendall, is here. Y'all make some noise for Kendall. Kendall Ballhead. Kendall been working with us for a year. We never knew he was Ballhead at all. Looking like Charlie Brown over there. But thank you guys so much. And thank you, James and DC Comedy Loft and all the staff just for accommodating us. We appreciate that. Y'all gonna give a round of applause. Y'all order drinks and shit. I would say turn the heat down so they need a drink and a fan. They have me had to buy a fan at the front, but I ain't gonna hustle right now. So y'all know what Laugh and Learn is, and we're gonna bring people. Let me get close to you, Lauren. I took a bath today. Because I took a bath today. And the subjects, you know, Lauren always take the lead. So we're going to start off. We don't have our music, but we don't care about that. We're starting off. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Laugh and Learn. I'm your host, Flame Monroe, along with my beautiful co-host, Lauren Hogan. And she always do the lead. So come on, Lauren.
We do want to also tell you guys, too. Is my mic on? Can y'all hear me? Do I need to project?
No.
Okay, well, I'm project. It's fine.
So we do want to tell you guys, this is going to be a special taping, so there's no Instagram Live, nothing's happening. Y'all are going to get this firsthand, and then it'll be aired on YouTube. So make sure if y'all come up, y'all are prepared, got your questions, because this is going to be one takes, okay? Thank you so much. Oh, there I am. Hello.
Okay.
So you want to start the show?
Yeah, you know what I'm going to start the show with?
I saw something. Wait a minute. Didn't she say I was taking the lead? You see what she did? Okay. Okay.
I did give her the lead, and then she threw it back to me and said, do you want to start the show? Ain't shit wrong with me. I just look like this. All
right.
I follow directions, especially when it's the money. So let me tell you what I'm going to start off with. We were not going to start off with this topic, but I was watching CNN today while I was getting ready, and I know that this coronavirus vaccine, they were really pushing the mandation of it. It's coming down to everyone will have to be vaccinated, seriously. But I just saw in New York hospitals, they are refusing to help deliver pregnant women's babies in the hospital. What's y'all thoughts on that? We got microphones there, and this is the first time, because I think it is sick. Then how am I I'm at a hospital, I'm in my third trimester, I'm about to have this baby, and you telling me no? And nobody in my life, we don't have midwives like that. I mean, they do have midwives, but it's not basic or common. So you're going to tell me, no, you're not going to deliver my baby. What if I die in this delivery?
So I'm going to throw it back to you, because in their situation, what are they thinking, that being an essential worker at the end of the day, and you have to see hundreds of patients, and there's other pregnant women, are you going to risk one healthcare worker because you didn't want to get vaccinated?
How is that fair? I hear you, but I'm still waiting on 100% proof that the vaccine will stop me from catching the coronavirus.
Well, the FDA just approved it.
FDA approved it in a hurry to get them numbers up. That's my conspiracy. I'm sorry. I just don't.
I know. I hear you. I'm here to be a troll, by the way. My role today is I'm a troll, just so y'all know. So I'm
going to keep. She got on a troll outfit, so yeah. I'll take it.
Whatever.
And this is it. And that is not me being anti-vaccine, but I'm like, damn, that's screwed up, because here I am, a healthy woman. I'm having a healthy baby, and I don't know anyone who can deliver a baby. So I get to the hospital, and I've chosen not to be vaccinated just because I'm pregnant. Because I know they're saying, because this don't make sense to me. You won't give it to 4 or 5 year old kids, but you want to give it to women that are pregnant.
Exactly.
Make that make sense to me.
I hear you, but do you sacrifice the one for the many? That's the question that comes up. Do you sacrifice bringing this one pregnant woman into the hospital, and what happens if she does end up catching COVID or has some type of symptoms and everybody else gets infected?
You really want the truth. You don't catch shit till you go to the hospital. Shit. SARS and
Step up to the mic if you got something to say. Come on.
Let's do it. What, introduce yourself. Pull that mask down so I can know who you is. Oh, I know that face anyway. Hi, Miss Jess.
Yes.
This is one of our regular flame masks, lawyer from day one. Hello, Miss Jess. What you saying?
You said are going up, and what they're doing now in states is prioritizing health care. So if you are, I am 49, if I get sick and my son is 25, so if somebody else's son at 25 gets sick, he's gonna get saved before me. So now it becomes just prioritizing care. Who can they save? Who's got the better options for long term with survival rate? So my son's survival rate is higher than mine. So he's gonna get the healthcare before me. And healthcare, a lot of the systems are not public, they're private. They're there to make money. So when it comes down, like you said, about saving a pregnant woman and delivering the baby, it becomes who has, now they have to be selective in the healthcare, unfortunately, which isn't right, but that's, you know,
it's not right.
If it's that though, Ms. Jess, though, it's about they won't even let her in the hospital.
Right. But it's like I said, it's more about the administrators of the hospital, because they're trying to make money, and that's what they think about. Now they're again, it's happening where people with disabilities are on lower priority to save their life. So a lot of people have that you hear. And I can't quote the facts, you know, the numbers. I can't quote the numbers. But you hear that people are having heart attacks and there's no room in the ICU for them. People that have strokes, there's no room in the ICU for them because other people have COVID and they're sick and they're taking up the ICU beds. So I understand, like, okay, they won't let the pregnant woman in the hospital. That's not right. And that's true. It's not right. Just because it's legal doesn't make it right, and just because it's right doesn't make it legal. It is not right that they don't allow this pregnant woman, but with it being the hospital administrators and it being a private where they're making, they've met their quota for people that are on in public insurance. They meet their quota, then they don't. It's done. They're
so
done.
You don't agree, basically.
No, I don't.
We
agree.
Got you. Okay.
Thank you, Ms. Jess.
Let me tell you something. I promise you I'm going to go online and Google and learn how to deliver babies, bitch. It's about to be a business. I ain't scared of coochie. Come open the legs up. Come on. Pop it out. Shoot it. What is it? I don't know yet. The motherfucker ain't got all the way out yet. Which is really going to have to, you really are going to have to train people because, you know, what if people don't want to do that and don't want, and they get turned away from the hospital? The baby going to come regardless.
Well, that's
somebody got to know how to cut the umbilical cord and clean it up.
Well, at the end of the day, it's going to come down to incentives. They're doing all of this to incentivize people to get vaccinated.
Ooh, I'm so glad I can't and, get you pregnant
know,
no more. Jesus.
You know, so.
Yes, darling.
Come on up.
Hello, Flame and Lauren.
Hi.
My name is Allison Lewis on Coffee Time.
We got two Allison Lewis.
Uh-oh.
And on Love Lounge, I'm Charm Girl Lingerie. Hey, Flame.
Hey, Lingerie. Love Lounge having it tonight. Be ready. I'm going to get naked for y'all. Come on.
So I had just a question. I am also not vaccinated. I've changed a diet where I go more plant-based most of the time. So I'm waiting for the actual plant-based vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if
And it's supposed to be coming in October.
Oh, so my question was, have you actually heard about it? And what were your thoughts on that? Would you consider that based on this government one?
Oh my God, absolutely. Okay. And let me tell you something. You know who I first heard that about? Tiffany Haddish. She was at my house a couple of weeks ago and we were talking about it because she's into all the herbals and woo woo. And Common, who is connected with all of that, we were talking about that. So she was telling me about a doctor who is dropping an herbal vaccine mm-hmm. next month. And she was like, Flame, I'm going to get it. I suggest you get that. That one I may be more willing to take because it's going to be FDA approved. It's from a black doctor.
Right.
Not to say that I don't trust a white right. scientist. But it's from a black doctor. And I'm telling you, my personal reasons is because I have black market silicone. Mm-hmm. But baby, everybody in this room, if you came to any of these shows, you've been sprayed your ass off because I was a Lysol fanatic.
Mm-hmm.
But I love that you have a personal choice and the decision you make should be yours. I'm telling you, I'm not anti-vaccine.
I mean,
it's coming down to that.
Either, right, exactly. And I've been putting it off. I've been called the most dumbest, stupidest, everything under the world, under the sun. But this is my choice. And my thing, the way I move and shake in the world, I'm real cautious. This is the most I've been around anybody. You know, I've never even been tested, but I'm thinking maybe I should go get tested when I get home.
Oh, well, let me go spray. Y'all go get my Lysol out the back.
You should see how everybody leaned back away from me when you said that.
Like, Joe, everybody leaned
back. No.
First lady got you, baby.
Yeah.
The blood,
yeah,
and it's from a pastor's wife.
So y'all gave it to me if I got it. But, no, I'm scared to get it, but either way, I'm going to get something because I'm ready to travel.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to halt my life.
Well, and that is what it will. We will be imprisoned. If you don't follow the rules, they will imprison us. That's myself included. So I'm telling you, I am on the fence about it, but I'm leaning towards I'm going to have to get it. I want to go see my son in college.
Right,
I want
exactly.
to be able to be on the road to work. I know what it's coming down to. I'm just going in, kicking and fighting until you can show me something tangible on paper. Don't tell me what you think. I need to
right,
see it.
Right.
And don't write some shit down and say, oh, this is what it is. No, I need to see somebody who's had 3 shots in 2 years and
right.
see what the hell they look like. And see, they look the same way they did in 2020 and 2023.
Right.
Like, what happened to you? You changed colors. Are you Michael Jackson?
I'm ready to get to getting next year because next year I'll be 79.
Where
and
God
so,
is good. Look at you. Thank you.
Well,
Jesus.
You look great.
Yeah. And I love
no,
that
no,
you
no,
have
no,
your...
I'll be 60.
You know what I respect about... You know what I respect about you the most? That you have your own mind and you
oh,
think
yeah.
for yourself. It's your decision. That's what they're doing in Texas with this whole abortion law.
Let's we gonna get there. We gonna get yeah. there.
Ooh.
Thank you.
Thank you, my
Thank
daughter.
You.
Tell it.
So that's the next topic talk. You want to go to?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, we got people who want to ask questions. Oh, no, they work here. They don't count.
Okay. So, yeah, so we can segue into Texas because we have some special guests with us. We have a pastor and first lady with us.
And
welcome.
Anybody else from Texas? And any woman should be able to speak on this because they're trying to strip the abortion rights. I can't have no baby.
Yes. So Texas just recently passed the abortion law, which is technically unconstitutional because it goes against Roe versus Wade. And it's saying that women who are 6 weeks pregnant are not allowed to get an abortion because technically you'd be killing a life.
Under any situation.
Under any situation. And they're taking it a step further to say that, for instance, if a woman takes an Uber to the hospital to get said abortion, they can sue the Uber driver. So it's very, very extensive with this law that they put in place. And the Supreme Court also ruled that it wasn't unconstitutional. So
in the state of Texas.
In the state of Texas. This
which is
Texas
its
specifically.
Own anomaly. Understand yes. that.
And then similarly, the following week, they also passed a more restrictive voting rights bill, which they're saying no more 24-hour voting, no more drive-throughs. They took away everything to make it more difficult to vote.
If you're a regular Laugh and Learn listener, I told y'all 4 months ago, pay attention.
Yeah.
I told y'all to pay attention.
So let's get into it.
Let's get into it because I'm not a woman. I don't even think that men should be allowed to speak on the abortion right because we cannot, and I'm speaking as a man right now, we cannot have children. We cannot, I can't tell no woman what to do with her body. Yeah. My pull-out game ain't shit, then I should have bought a plan B, period. But I can't tell her what to do with her body. And I hate that they have boxed this up to make this like this. So you telling me that a 12 or 13-year-old girl whose father molested her and she's having his baby, if they don't find out until 8 weeks later, she has to have this man's baby?
Yes.
Ridiculous.
Yes. But in actuality, most women don't find out that they're even pregnant until they're about 6 weeks pregnant.
Exactly.
That's normal because, you know, we may miss a period.
So what, I got one
hormones.
Day to do it?
You have no days normally. That's why they put 6 weeks specifically.
Pay attention.
So.
We got a lady speaking on abortion. How you feel about your rights being taken away if you're pregnant for and with unwanted pregnancy?
Do we have anybody in Texas that's here?
Or a pregnancy that you just can't handle right now.
Hey, Cassie.
Cassie.
I'm not from Texas, but I feel very violated because how are you going to tell me what I can do with my body? But yet, you're telling me in the same state that you're not going to mandate masks to protect my kids. So you're going to take away my right to be able to choose. But then on the other hand, you're not giving me the right to choose. What's up with that? So, yes, there's my...
That's the governor. What's his name?
Governor Greg Abbott.
Abbott.
Who just got over coronavirus. We'll add that, too. Talking about he don't want no mask mandate. He just got over COVID.
I wish he was here now. I spray the shit out of him. Somebody saw him. I spray him good, too. Ladies, that's all y'all got to say. See, all these ladies over having babies age. They're not having babies no more.
Come on, Allison.
Come on, Allison. This is Allison Lewis.
Come on up.
Well, yeah, let her come, Allison. You close it out. Come on, ma'am. Thank you. We're going to get to you, Allison. We got two Allisons.
Mm-hmm. We got three, actually, I think.
I'm going to use that name, so now we got four.
So my name is Barbara Gray, and I'm definitely a flamette. So
hello, Barbara Gray. Thank you.
As you can see. So something that I really want to say about this whole thing in Texas, I believe the governor said that one of the things that they're going to do, let's talk about what they think they're going to do after the fact. He said that they're going to aggressively move to arrest the rapists, which I think is absolutely, utterly ridiculous because at the point the crime has already been committed. So while we're talking about incest, we're talking about all other forms of violating us. We have men making all these decisions, and no disrespect, but until this old guard dies out, unfortunately, we're going to have this challenge. So that's what I wanted to say. Thank you for listening. Appreciate it.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
It is. It's ridiculous to me. I just don't understand it. And the old guard definitely need to get the hell out the way. But in order for the old guard to get out the new way, you young folks got to get y'all asses up, register, and go and vote. We talk about it, but we gotta do it.
Mm-hmm. That's
we only
for sure.
do it when it's major. We only do it when it's a presidential election. But we got a woman about to speak about it right now from Florida. And y'all know I tear Florida up. Come on with it before I get on your governor, because I'm gonna tear his ass. Ah, baby. Come on.
Hi, folks. Okay, listen, folks. Okay. I'm so good to see everybody that I see online nonetheless. But listen, folks, okay? All the laws that you see that are being passed now, right? And I'm really talking to my millennials, it's because we do not get up and run for office. Understand this, ladies and gentlemen, when these laws are being passed at the table, because understand this, federal, state, and local, right? And so when they go up to pass these legislators and et cetera, it has to go through a set of people that sit at the table. And those set of people that sit at that table, they were elected in. So what we need to do to stop these tears of why, and why this happening, we need to run for office, period. All right. There is no way around it. There is no way around it. Yes, get up and go register to vote, right? Get up and go vote. But we need us running. Because understand this, ladies and gentlemen, if they don't understand the solution to, if they don't understand our issues, there is no way they can provide solutions to our problems.
All right. Yeah.
And the problem of it is you have these, excuse me, but these white supremacist men who engage, right, with little girls. Yeah. So of course they're gonna think this is okay not to have an abortion. Of course they're gonna think this is okay to do the et cetera that they do. That's why we have to have people around the table who is willing to decrease themselves, be there for the people, right? And ensure that laws are being passed that's conducive for the people and not just for themselves to continue their illegal activity.
All right.
That is how we get this done, right? Again, it still has to, they're still working out some things in Texas, like we're working out some things in Florida, because in Florida, they're trying to do the same darn thing, right? Mm-hmm. But guess what? There are some millennials who are running for that state representative. There are millennials like myself who's running on the local level.
Amen.
Right?
Come on, Allison. You're going to get it, too.
We're not taking this foolishness. And then again, I'm going to circle back and I'm going to be done. But again, when you mentioned about New York and they're not having the babies, et cetera, understand this, ladies and gentlemen, you have public and private hospitals. A public hospital can't turn anybody away, but a private hospital can. And guess what? Let me tell you a secret about your public hospital. The city that you live in, oh, if they turn you away, well, I tell you what, you need to go to your city commissioner and you need to go to that mayor, because your taxes go to that hospital in order for them to be there. They can't be there. They pay rent to your city in order to use that property. The property that public hospital sit on belongs to your city. And guess what? You pay month taxes to that city. So again, if you know anybody in New York that's going through that, send them to that public hospital where they pay their taxes. Ladies and gentlemen, run for office and vote. Thank you.
Wait a minute, Allison.
Thank you, Allison.
Allison, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Come back.
That's Allison
Come back.
Lewis, ladies and gentlemen. She's running for city commission in Lakeland, Florida.
So let me ask you a couple of questions about what you just said.
Yeah.
So, like, for instance, we know, like, yesterday, Joe Biden mandated that all government and city officials have to be vaccinated, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So if the government and the city officials that are in that building, yes, we pay, you know, our taxpayer dollars pay for said building.
Yeah.
What makes it that they can't turn us away? If they have to be vaccinated, wouldn't it be similar? Whoever comes in there has to be vaccinated. How does that work?
So say that one more time. Say that question to me.
Okay. So Joe Biden
mandated
vaccinations for all government officials as of yesterday, right?
As of yesterday. Yep.
So you talked about public hospitals and how our taxpayer dollars pay for said hospitals.
Yeah.
So if at a government level, everybody has to be vaccinated that works there. Uh-huh. Why would it be different for people coming into that building?
Well, again, you have to, let me make sure I get your question correct. Mm-hmm. So again, with these public hospitals, right? Because they sit on the city's property.
Correct.
They have to pay tax. They have work out agreement with the said city, and they have to pay the city to have their hospital sit there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go into, if you look into the laws, ladies and gentlemen, for healthcare, ladies and gentlemen, it's, you can't turn anybody away, right? And so you have to be mindful as to what hospital you're going to. Like here in, well, I can only speak, I haven't seen them here. Like, for example, Howard University Hospital, right? You have Howard University Hospital. Howard University Hospital is not a public hospital. It's a private one that's connected to Howard University, right? So they can refuse people. But if you go to the public hospital, like in Orlando, Florida, we have Orlando Health. Orlando Health can't turn anybody away, but Orlando Health is also in Lakeland, Florida. They can turn people away because, again, that becomes a private hospital. Am I answering your question, Lauren?
You are kind of, but I think what I'm confused about is if they are turned away, so you're saying that's illegal in essence.
That is illegal. If you're at a public hospital, ladies and gentlemen, they can't refuse you. They can't. They cannot refuse you because, again, it's the city. That's the part of the city, like Lakeland Regional Medical Center. Lakeland Regional Medical Center just worked out a $42 million deal with Lakeland, Florida. There is no way they can turn anybody away from that hospital because it sits on the city's property. Now, like I said, Orlando Health is right down on South Florida. You all don't know what I'm talking about, but it's in Lakeland. Orlando Health can, because again, it's Orlando Health in Lakeland, Florida. It's not Lakeland Regional Medical Center.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go address this thing, right, when she said about rape. You know, they pushed that law that they say they're going to be more aggressive towards rapists, but do you know how many women, girls, children, and little boys don't report rapes because of fear that I'm going to kill your family, I'm going to kill your mom and dad. So then what... Florida. I mean, Texas.
Well, so. If we're going to go back to abortion, I'll just say this. If we look at rates of abortion, do you guys know which women or which group of women get abortions the most?
White women.
Thank you. Okay, so we gonna talk about it. Go ahead, Vino Diva, step up to the mic.
Well, during the pandemic, I bought nine Plan Bs myself.
I'm just saying that we're gonna call a spade here. The issue is that white women are getting abortions at a much larger rate than women of color.
Exactly.
And the white supremacists that are in office that have already, we've talked about here, want to stop that from happening.
Now, what's the hypocrisy in that? They don't want the country to be taken over by the Latinos with the numbers, but they want to stop the white women from having abortions.
Well, that's it.
That's
if you think about it, that is
if
it.
If white women...
Wait a minute. Introduce yourself.
Antonia. I'm Vino Diva. And I don't think it's a theory. I think it's a fact. They put this law so white women can stop having abortion, because the majority of women who have abortion are white women. In this country. Hispanic and women of color keep their children.
Mm-hmm.
And we are growing and growing and growing, and they want to put a complete stop to that and force the white population to keep their children so we can grow, because there are more of them than us currently, but they're not having children at the rate we are. Therefore, they're implementing these laws so they can stop them from having abortion, so they can generate all the votes and all the nonsense that they want.
It's a matter of purifying their line, is what they like to say.
Would that be racist to say, well, then just stop their ass from having, let us just get it in.
That's the problem. They want to purify their line.
If you look at it, there's no
100% Europeans here.
Not as long as we got black football players, because they don't feel like they completed until they got a white wife. So
yes, that being 100% European no longer exists, or being 100% white.
It never did.
No, it did.
Stay out the hen house, baby. Batgirl magic been happening since they brought us over from Africa. And I ain't even a black girl, but I'm sure when I was a slave back in my ancestry, I was head on a grass skirt and a bone in my nose.
Yeah, so that's what it is. And if you guys here have ever watched Handmaid's Tale,
yeah. Yeah.
Ooh,
okay, so there's truth in every storyline. That's all I'm going to say. Okay? All right. Anybody else want to speak to this or talk about the voting rights bill in Texas?
Oh, and the voting rights. Let me tell you something. I love what Allison said about us getting us to vote. But in order to get us to vote, you got to get us young. Y'all got to reach out and start getting these kids in college. Get them interested in politics, because as soon as we get one blemish on our record, we are abstaining from running for office. But little Billy did all kind of shit. Wreak havoc, ran over folks and everything. Run over a woman with titty and go get some titties, and y'all forget about it, and then run for governor of California.
But it's
forgiven. But that's why you have to get the black and brown kids young before they get blemishes and teach them, so they won't put themselves in precarious positions like the baby did. The baby made a mistake. They took everything from him, but nobody taught him. Teach them young so they won't make those mistakes. Everybody ain't gonna be Barack Obama. They watched that nigga 13 times, and every time he came up, that nigga came up as clean as he was the first time. They couldn't. Right. We gotta get them young so they can stay clean even at his age.
Come on, sir, step up to the mic.
Good afternoon, Flame, and good afternoon, Laura.
Hello,
good afternoon,
darling.
My name is Wayne from Southeast Washington, D.C. I had a comment about the discussion.
Absolutely.
Get close to the mic. I always
wonder why racism has never went anywhere. And the common answer that I can always come to find is that if it makes money, why get rid of it? And I feel like that's the answer
to all
of this.
What did you say? If it what?
If it makes money, why get rid of it? Racism is profitable. That's why it's not going anywhere. It's like these laws, they're profitable. They're not going anywhere. So we can fight all we want, but I feel like the fight is a personal one. I feel like we should start within our homes.
Well, it's just what Allison just said. We have to put people who think like us, not just look like us. See, understand that Tim Scott looks like us. He's a reverend, but he don't think like us. Candace Owens looks like us, but that bitch don't think like us.
Absolutely not.
So you have to put people in there that you know from the beginning up. You can't get somebody that knew it and just going to say what you need them to say in order to get in office. You need to know these people. That's why she said we got to start getting more people to vote. And with these whole laws changing, they're going to arrest you. If you see an old lady standing in line in the heat ready to vote, and you're going to give her a bottle of water or offer her a chip, they're going to put you in jail.
And I'll just add to that, too.
For being a decent human.
Yeah, I'll just add to that, too, is I think that part of that, as well as education, Because at the end of the day, racism is ingrained in this country. It's not going anywhere.
Right.
As long as, as hard as we may fight it, as, you know, as many people try to ignore it, it's never going anywhere. So it's always important to educate yourself, because we're always going to have that racist stigma against us. So the best way to fight ignorance is with knowledge. Yeah. So at the end of the day, that's what we're going to have to do.
Come on, Lauren. I tell you what, I'm going to give me a big old cooler with water and ice, and I'm just sit it out there. Y'all go get it yourself. And then you gave it to a person. No, I didn't. They just went and got it. We have to beat them. We have to beat them at their own shit. We have to be strategized, ladies and gentlemen. And if you live in a community and you have any, can afford any opportunities, because the elderly and the immobile ain't going to be able to get to the polls. Drive somebody. You got a car? Stop complaining. Drive somebody to the poll. If you see them standing in line, let them cut you. Get in front of me. They're old. They're seniors. Let them vote. Their votes count. And people of a certain age, especially like 38 up, we vote because it's important to us. A lot of the youth don't. I ain't doing it. I ain't got time for that.
Well,
they don't do it.
Wait a minute.
Well, I'm not just talking about you. You a nom. Ain't nobody like your crazy aunt. That's why you my manager. But I said this on Coffee Time. People with money, rent a bus. Drive everybody there, and then be responsible to getting them back. We gonna have this is. They are trying to really snake 2022 primary elections because they want this fool back in the office in a couple of years, which is why they have not indicted him yet. It keeps moving. Y'all ain't paying attention, and every day they throw some sand this way because you're gonna look this way, but they're moving the needle that way. Stop looking at the bullshit sand going this way and pay attention to what's going on in this political world. A lot of us are not interested in politics. Me either. It's a pain in the ass. But it is taking our lives away from us. It is taking our civil liberties. It is taking away our freedom. You're not going to tell me what I can and cannot do, but it's coming down to a point where shit, even I'm going to have to get a goddamn shot.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to segue.
If they put it in bacon, it's a lot easier. I'm just going to say shit.
So I'm going to segue because we talked about the law and white women. So I'm going to combine the two and talk about Jackie Johnson.
Oh, that bitch.
And for those of you guys that don't know who Jackie Johnson, I'll read a little snippet really quickly according to the New York Times. Jackie Johnson was the former attorney general in Glenn County, Georgia, who was over Ahmaud Arbery's case. She was recently indicted on criminal charges for obstruction and a few other things because she did not handle Ahmaud Arbery's murder properly.
Back
so she has
Allison.
Now been indicted. So, Allison, you
look at God. Look at God. Yeah. Back to what Allison said. Yeah. We got to get in those positions.
Yes.
And that was. She was trying to work it for those two boys.
Yeah, so her charges, her official charges are violation of oath of public office as well as obstruction and hindering a law enforcement officer.
What jail she in?
She's bailed out right now.
Say, let me go commit a crime as a woman in that state and be her cellie. I'm going to beat her ass, y'all.
So I would like to say is that this was definitely a small win. You know, she was indicted. A sentence hasn't come down or anything yet. But it seems like we're starting to get to see the tide turn a bit in some of these cases of murder with Elijah McClain, Ahmaud Arbery, which is it's a good start. But there's a lot more to go. Mm-hmm. And in addition to that, Amber Geiger's appeal was denied. That heifer's still in jail, too, as she should be. Mm. So.
Good. I ain't gonna say nothing about it because I want to say something nasty. I'm gonna let some flame man come up and say that. I want to say something real nasty, y'all. That's that gummy kicking in.
Your eyes getting a little low. Your eyes getting a little low.
I'm not gonna say anything nasty. I think it's. I'm glad that we are getting some small wins, but we as Black people, and I'm saying this to us because it's us. As Black people, we take the little win and we celebrate it. We gotta stop celebrating these little wins and just let them keep building on each other till we get what we fucking want.
Okay.
We get too excited over a little bitty win, and then we forget about what's really happening.
Yeah.
We got to keep it pushing. We get complacent. We got to stop getting complacent as a people. Mm-hmm. And I know I'm partly responsible for that too. But you know, but we got to do better. We have to do better because they don't give a fuck. And I say what I fuck. I say, they don't care about us. Shit, they don't care about them. They don't.
You're right.
They throwing each other under the bus left and right. Yeah. But the Republican Party has a mindset of. We see what we want, one target. The Democratic Party is every goddamn where and nowhere.
Yeah.
And we throw each other up under the bus for the smallest thing. They committed a blatant crime on January 6th right in this city and then told us that those were tourists.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then all the Republicans roll with it.
Mm-hmm.
That is the meaning of ride or die. I don't know what the hell these rappers talking about. Them niggas trick on each other every 5 minutes. The Republican Party is straight on for one target, to control everything. The Democrats, I said it on the Breakfast Club, that the Democrat with the biggest balls is my wife, Nancy Pelosi.
So let me turn into a troll on the Nancy Pelosi
front. No,
you won't
come up off my Nancy.
No. I'm not. We gonna stay there.
I'm take the pamp off and just rub
so
it.
So what is this supposed to...
You know they say, baby, keep making your skin clear.
I want to say, what is it specifically about Nancy Pelosi that you think her politics are so good? Because she gets a lot of negative backlash.
She does. And it's not just her politics. I like that her stance is that she doesn't change. And as much as we didn't like Elizabeth, and this is just a comparative, as much as we didn't like Elizabeth Hasselbeck on The View, she has some crazy right-wing views. But she stood on her ground. Okay. Just like when Boosie was on The Breakfast Club, they couldn't break him. I just like people who know what they feel and how they feel, and you're not going to be dismayed or shaken. That's why the Democratic Party is everywhere, because one other person comes in and says uses a different vernacular than you, uses a word that you don't use in your regular vocabulary, and you think, oh my God, they're so smart. No, bitch, you can say the same thing to me. I can say to you, oh my God, Lauren, you should get back to the block. There's smoke coming out of it. Bitch, it's a fire. Your house is fire. Make it simple so we can understand. You understand what I mean? But Nancy stays on the target, and Nancy seems to care about people. They just, I think they discredit Nancy, and they resent Nancy because she's a woman. Mm-hmm. It ain't got nothing to do with her color. It's because she's a woman. Those white liberals with us up there don't want women in no position but on their knees or on their back. That's it.
Okay.
She is powerful, and she knows it, and she owns it. It's a lot of powerful women that are intimidated and timid. Miss Nancy say, I don't give a fuck. That's what she did. That's what she did to Trump, like, nigga, what? That was a sister move all day, baby.
Yeah, I will say my top one Nancy moment was when she tore up Trump's State of the Union.
Right in his face.
Right in his face, yes.
Gangsta, baby.
That was great.
Too many people are walking around on eggshells. And it's the men, not the women. It's the men walking around on eggshells, scared. Mm-hmm. Because before Trump got into politics, which he really never was, the nigga played on both sides of the fence.
He
Him
did.
And his daddy both had Democratic and Republican, all kind of dirt. So they won't go after him because the nigga know too much. Not that he do
Very
shit
true.
In the office.
Very true.
But he know too much dirt on them, so they won't go after his ass.
Well, he was also a registered Republican a year before he ran for office.
He would run as a Democrat because they were stupid. He said he was running a Democrat because the Republicans were stupid, but he won the Republican Party.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He was once upon a time a Democrat.
He ain't never been nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. And I don't mean nothing they got to do with a partisan party. The nigga ain't never been nothing. He cheated everything in his life. John Trump, his daddy, gave him everything he needed. He was a bootlegger. Let me tell it. Y'all want me to tell it? I'm going to tell it. The nigga was a bootlegger and a gangster. He the one who was smart. That's why he paid for his son to get everything, including his education, abortions, wives, and everything else. This nigga ain't never hustled or worked for nothing. But the fear that he has put out against his party is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
74 million people voted for this man.
Well, I think the one thing that I will say that is a good thing about Trump was that he revealed all the closeted racists. So I'm glad now when I walk down the street when I can identify who the crazy white racist is. Or the person that may be black that thinks that they're white.
Okay,
so
well,
I'm glad.
If that was his job, good.
Yeah, he did a great job with that.
Put exactly. That nigga back on The Apprentice. Shit.
Come on, Cassie.
I also feel like he woke us up because I feel like we were asleep during the Obama administration. So now he woke us up. Let's not go back to sleep. Let's do what we need to do. Like Ms. Allison said, get out there and vote. People running for office. We got to make things happen and stop standing on the sidelines.
I agree with that because let me tell you, when Obama was president, I was so comfortable in the world. I didn't have a care in the world. Trump got in the presidency. I was watching the news every day, all day long. I knew every freaking cabinet position like I was a political science major. I don't know. I knew every freaking cabinet position. And now since Joe Biden's been in office, I have not watching the news as much, which is not good. But that shows you when your level of comfort kicks in. So I wholeheartedly agree with you, Cassie. Come on up to the mic.
Hi, I'm Lauren as well.
Oh, You have a great name.
Thank you. I'm Lauren Roberts on YouTube and Sadidi on Instagram.
Okay. Welcome. Hi.
So it's a pleasure. But I just wanted to say, I was watching 9/11 on Saturday, and you know that's really heavy for us over here on the East Coast. And I'm seeing all these ex-presidents, and I said, somebody's missing. And Trump wasn't there. And I said, how telling is that? Something so sentimental to everyone across America that they invited everyone back, and or maybe he wasn't invited back, I don't know. But the fact that that was so important to America and he wasn't there, him or Melania. Like, where's Melania? Like, the lack of respect, you know what I mean? And this is the person that they want in office. Like, what does that say about America?
Well, first things first, Trump made his own separate address. That's what happened. He separated himself from the pack so that way he had his 10 minutes of shine. And Melania didn't want to be a first lady, no way. She wanted to be a porn star.
Melania was out shopping.
Yeah, so, yes.
She was a, come on with it, baby. I feel it. Ooh, get to that mic. I feel it. Ooh, come on.
I am so done after this, but listen.
We love it. Keep coming back.
I own an IT company here, so I'm a business owner in Washington, D.C. I've been in business for 21 years. So when you guys start talking about Trump and Biden and everybody else, let me just tell you what the Trump thing is all about. Trump is there as a distraction, first and foremost. Congress, the House of Representatives, everybody's making money hand over fist while Trump is in office, because you guys are paying so much attention to the foolishness that's going on with him in the media all the time. The bottom line is, all the laws are changed at the state level. They've got the Supreme, not just the Supreme Court, they got the local courts. I know Allison can speak more on this, but they went out and they elected the people that they needed to elect locally, so that all of the stuff that they're doing, this is dirt, this is all about money, this is all about accumulation of wealth, and we are missing that. So whether or not the Republican Party loves Trump, they don't love Trump. They love the fact that Trump is a distraction so that they can do whatever they need to do in terms of changing laws and manipulating money. I won't get up here anymore. That's all I got to say.
Don't you do that.
You better come back. You better come back.
You better come on back. That was great. I quit.
Come on, Vino Diva.
I'm leaving.
I'm just going to add a little something to that. And now that the war is over and there's $3 trillion to be fought over, that's really what the focus is right now. Who's going to get that surplus now that the war is over? Because they've been stealing from any war. It just steals from the
federal
government.
You mean the war
government.
In Afghanistan?
Afghanistan.
Afghanistan.
Yes. Now all that money is there for the taking, and they're not going to distribute it properly or evenly. They're just going to go and just gut all that treasure trust that they just acquired.
Well, we can actually talk about Afghanistan really quickly. Cause,
wait a minute, because she said all that money was sitting in the treasury. Let me apply for my PPP loan in both my names.
So I know a couple of weeks ago we talked about Afghanistan, and at the time I was very critical of Joe Biden, and I said my stance would probably change once I learned more.
And what did I say?
And you said it was.
I told you.
And it did. So I will say this publicly now, is that there was no safe way to evacuate from Afghanistan.
Nobody expected the Taliban to move as fast as they did. And it just proves that after 20 years of us over there in their way, as soon as we got out of the way, they took right back over. It was just a waste of time, lives.
Yeah.
Lives and money. Two things you cannot get back, your time and your life. You can get the money back, but you can't get your time or your life back.
Well, what made me change my mind really is when...
Because you talked to me, you work with me, I told you. Oh, that wasn't it?
No. No, it's not.
Y'all know she thinks she's smarter than me.
No, I don't. That's not true. Is the fact that Joe Biden stopped funding the Taliban. That's what it was. That's when I said, okay, you are actually doing something good. He stopped funding the Taliban because that's how they were getting all their weapons and figuring out how to even take over Afghanistan again.
You know why people are so impatient with Joe Biden? Because we were so used to seeing that clown on TV every day.
Yeah.
And he just like the lady said, it was a distraction. And they were still moving and shaking, especially when shit was shut down. That's when he was appointing all those judges behind our back. But they kept moving forward, and you don't see Joe Biden because Joe Biden is working. Joe Biden is, and everything, what they don't like, everything that nigga say he gonna do, he does it.
Yeah, he does.
Moves slowly, But and it moves like a missile, and you might not always agree with it. But if he says he's going to do it, he follows through. Trump had no follow through, except January the 6th.
Yeah. But and he sticks to his rhetoric too. That's what I got to give him credit for.
That's
when
that
he
nigga,
says
that
something,
nigga had
he's
one of my gummies.
No, but I'm saying too. That's with Joe Biden. He sticks to what he's saying.
Let me ask you a personal question, though.
Oh God! Wait a minute.
Would you ever like to interview Donald Trump? Do you think that you can handle it?
It's not a matter of me handling it.
Oh, no,
I just
no, I
don't.
You get mad. Oh, I've seen you. Don't do that. Don't front in front of them. Do you think that you can handle it? Because you know he gonna talk crazy.
If I had to be professional, yes, I would professionally exit if it got to that. But I wouldn't want to. I don't want to interview ignorance. Because what is he going to say to me that I'm going to learn by sitting down with him?
Fuck that. What am I going to say to him? I like to interview that nigga. I got some questions I want to ask.
But why? Would you really think that you wouldn't already know the answer to it?
The question would be, did you stop playing golf? Because it seems like you ain't playing since we ain't paying.
He's still getting taxpayer money from Mar-a-Lago, so don't let that fool you either.
Exactly.
He's still getting his golf course fixed and the grass fixed from having the Secret Service stay there.
I want his PPP loan check.
And at the end of the day, he's still getting our taxpayer money because he's going to have Secret Service for the rest of his life. So I'm so sorry.
Damn.
Yeah.
Look, you just,
damn is right. Damn.
Just, you can't say nothing but damn.
Mm-hmm. So.
Where are we going, Lauren? Because you know you on
we
going
to go to the topic that I know you've been dying to talk about. Patrick Starr, a.k.a. Ron DeSantis.
Florida. Hi, Allie.
Go ahead.
Allison told me something at brunch this morning that I didn't know. Now, I knew they reported that it was like 13 or 18 teachers in Florida that has died from the coronavirus because they let the kids come back to school. And the governor, Ron DeSantis of Florida, did not mask mandate. And in fact, he said you don't have to wear your mask.
Well, he took it a step further and tried to say if schools tried to enforce a mask mandate, he was going to take teacher salaries, which he later found out was unconstitutional and that he couldn't do.
But
and
that's
as the
governor, that the news reported 13 to 18. Watch this. Allison, tell me this morning how many died in your county.
So in Polk County.
Oh, wait. Allison is a school teacher also, ladies and gentlemen.
So listen, folks. Here we go again. Here we go again with the trickery and the foolishness. There has been over 23 to 25 teachers dead.
And that's in your district alone?
Well,
or in Florida?
County, Polk County.
That's Polk so County. One county?
Yes.
One county, okay.
And not even counting Orange County. But let me tell you about Orange County. Orange County has mandated a mask, right? But you have to until 30 days. In order for you to opt out, you have to have a doctor's note. But in beautiful old Polk County, where I'm running, Lakeland, Florida, we have, and see, ladies and gentlemen, again, I go back to this. If you don't want to sit on a commission, sit your butt on that school board. Yes. Because a lot of our black children is where, ladies and gentlemen, let's go. Do y'all like I do my kids? Where are our children? In the what? In the public what?
School.
Thank you. There we go, children. Okay. Students, rather. Okay. So, listen, our teachers are dying. Our teachers are dying. And granted, we could sit up here and say, well, they're adults. They could go get the vaccine. They could do this. But at the end of the day, even the vaccine ones are leaving this earth. And here we go. We have these school board members, particularly a meeting that I was listening on in Polk County. They were sitting up there arguing freedom over health. Now, excuse my language, but what the hell does freedom got to do with the health of our babies? Our babies are dying. Our children are dying. Do we realize that? And if you don't care about the children, who in the heck is going to come and take over our seat and our footsteps?
You're right.
Allison, let me ask you a question.
Sure, ask me a question.
So, because you are a teacher.
Yep,
and
I'm a history
teacher. Yeah, and I actually have a cousin of mine who's a teacher as well in San Francisco.
Good deal.
She was teaching in the classroom one day and just felt like very faint and got really dizzy. And she thought it was because she had... was wearing her mask for so long.
Uh-huh.
So how is it in your classroom or in your school with these kids wearing masks 24 hours, but 8 hours in the day and not getting any relief? Are you seeing like side effects from that? Are they complaining?
Well,
what is it like?
Well, what I do in my school, when the air condition won't work, cause the air condition don't work every day. I just throw that out there. Anyways, but what I do is I keep my windows open cause I'm on the second floor. I keep my windows open, right? So therefore we can get some outside circulation. I'm not a doctor, never proclaimed to be one, nor am I a nurse. But one thing I do know about outside air, it brings in fresh air to the room and it alleviates the pressure from the room. Now, because I lecture six classes, because I have two classes, I teach African-American history and I teach law studies. So I'm kind of overworked here. And so what I do is I do take my mask down so because I have to breathe. And so we prop our doors open and things of that nature. But at the end of the day, I would rather you be safe by keeping your mask on and I Lysol the room out when they go away.
Amen.
Because at the end of the day, I got to Lysol the room. I mean, how else are we supposed to survive in this thing? But again, it's tough. But I would rather you have your mask on and I see you on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday than for me to get an email telling me that I have to rush to the Dr. Phillips or I have to go down to the funeral home or somewhere to bring you some flowers.
Oh, I definitely hear you on that.
Yeah.
And I'm all for the mask. I'm just saying, long term, what do you think is going to happen to some of these kids that are basically not mentally and physically as well, who can't even, you're supposed to breathe in, CO2
now,
and you're like release.
A lot of my kids have breathing issues. I've never seen it in my entire life. Like some of my kids, Miss Lewis, I need to do my asthma pump. Miss Lewis, I need to do my asthma pump. I'm like, God, dog, how many people got asthma in my classroom? But again, they need it. So again, of course it's affecting us. It's like taking the crickets, like August Wilson said in his play, In Fences, take the crickets with the straights, right? It's like, okay, I'm gonna take this cricket here and I'm gonna have asthma, or I'm gonna take this other cricket and be in the grave. So it's like you're taking, which one is the lesser evil at this point? But that's where we are.
A lot of the y'all ain't gonna like this. A lot of the poor neighborhoods and poor communities, mostly black, the paint has a lot of lead in it. There's a lot of lead in the paint that they put. And that's why so many of these children have asthma.
Right.
Because
and
the
eczema.
Parents just, I need a place to live. But who thinks to check? Or is this lead paint? Or is it lead in here? Mm-hmm. Until you get sick or until your child gets sick.
Right.
And sometimes it's too late. And I know that sounds twisted, but it is. And Florida has a lot of poor people.
I teach at a predominantly black and brown school, Evans High School. And a lot of my students suffer with asthma and eczema. A lot of my students do. And so, and then again, in the proximity of where I teach, ladies and gentlemen, my babies, I call them my babies. I'm passionate about our children. If anything, I could teach for the rest of my days, but I know God has driving me in other places.
Amen.
But again, our children are very precious because there is a hospital, not even within a 20-mile radius of these kids. So if they get shot, ladies and gentlemen, we already know they're going to what? They're going to cold. Because you know if you get shot five times, you know good well you can't make it to the heart. They're not going to survive. And so that is what we're faced in. They are boxed in Orlando. It's like a square. They're boxed in. You have Evans, Jones, and Oak Ridge, predominantly black schools. These schools aren't integrated with blacks and whites. So you already know what type of education these babies are receiving. And it's happening right here in D.C. as well. Let's not pretend like it's not happening. It's happening right here in D.C. as well. Right? And so here we are. What do we do, right? You almost have to look at it and say, you know what? I'm going to stand 10 toes down, and I got to take the bullets for these children. I have over 170 kids in my classroom. And so here I am wondering, is my baby going to come back the next day? Because who knows what's going to happen to them? So here we are.
The times we living in, that's everywhere and everybody. It's just the kids, honey. Tomorrow is not promised. That's why I'm going to cuss you out today, because fuck tomorrow. Baby, you may be mad. You getting it right on the spot. I don't give a damn. You ready? Not you, Lori.
I'm
she
fine.
She control my check. Not you, girl.
You got anything else you want
to
say?
I would like, so the election is coming up because Ron DeSantis might go to jail. They might hold him against criminal charges. We got all the people down. Would y'all vote for Gilliam again? Because I liked Gilliam. Well, he just got caught with his pants down.
No.
But I like Gilliam.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you like this. As much as, I don't mind, I won't want Gilliam back, he has no political future in Florida.
Yeah.
He has no.
Ain't that messed up? All they accept pedophilia, but because he's taking up ass, they won't let him in.
That's why, ladies and gentlemen, if you know a millennial was strong to run for governor, we need him. We need them. We need them. We need them.
Don't you? Isn't I might be saying her name wrong. Is it Val Demings that's running
Val
again?
Yes, Val Demings, ladies and gentlemen. She's running for. I'm so excited.
She's running for governor. She used to be.
She's running for.
No. She's running for senator. Marco,
yeah.
She's running against Marco Rubio.
Oh, good.
Yes.
I'm sick
yes,
of him.
Yes, 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 yes. Yes.
And don't you guys have some another black female running for governor, if I'm not mistaken?
No, we don't have a black.
Or is it black male?
Black male running for governor?
Yeah, to against Ron DeSantis. No, not yet?
No one has announced, as I've heard. I know Charlie Crist is running, of course. He runs anytime there's an election when his seat is
Okay.
Mm-mm-mm. Well, yeah, no, the only other thing I want to say, I'm going home because I got to make sure we got our stuff in for Gavin Newsom, because they're trying to recall Gavin Newsom on Tuesday. They're not going to recall Gavin Newsom.
I got to vote.
Nancy Pelosi's nephew. That nigga good looking, too. They ain't going to recall that nigga.
He
hasn't done anything wrong. And then y'all trying to replace him with, of all people, boot-licking ass
Larry Elder.
Oh, my God. Did y'all see them throwing eggs at that nigga the other day? I'm like, ain't none of y'all ain't no baseball players. I got a better aim than that. I would have got that nigga at least four times.
They hit the top eight, though, so, you know.
He's the what?
They hit his top aid with eggs.
They didn't hit him, though.
That's true.
He don't need no
They might have really
face,
got arrested if they
hit. Because
he
don't know
where
he is. Yeah. Jen, you ain't speaking today?
Oh, no. We got one more topic. Hold on. Because we talked about this. It's going to be lighter. We're going to end on a lighter note.
Oh.
Lil Nas X.
Who?
Don't do that.
That's pregnant?
Yes,
we
the guy that's pregnant.
We should ask him about abortion rights. You think they would take away his rights to have his baby?
Say what you want about him, though. I will say his marketing team is
brilliant.
Yes, they're geniuses. Say that again.
I was just saying he's a marketing genius.
Yes, marketing genius. Because you know how much money that little boy making?
Okay.
For a gig?
Okay.
Ask me.
Making more than me. Shit.
Ask me how much money he's making.
Should I get pregnant? Would that make me more? Would that raise my son?
No.
I just took my sleep off to get skinny. I ain't finna get fat again. I'm finna stay shapely. Yeah.
Come on up to my teacher. There you are.
Yeah, this is Jan, TT Jan from St. Louis.
Hey, Jan.
Hey.
Then, of course, the topics were all moving. And I think leading up to Lil Nas X, some people are shook because he's a black young male who hit that market first. That's all that was. Because when Madonna had her tongue down the woman's throat, ain't nobody said nothing. Ain't nobody said a word. But he's moving and making movements. Now everybody is clutching their pearls. That don't shake me. It really does not shake me at all. And I know some of that white money was probably saying, now if we knew you were going to do that, but he there now. You hear me? And so I don't have anything. He doesn't move me. He doesn't make me bitter. It makes me applaud him. I don't want to hit on the topic of abortion so strongly because it touches home for me. And I knew how silly I was at 16, yes, 16, when the doctor said, you're pregnant. There is no way I could have mothered anything. But there is a flip side of that called education. And here I am. So when I decided to have a child, I mean, you guys can vote whether or not I'm doing a good job or not, but I'm doing a pretty damn good
you
job.
Damn
yes,
so
you
yeah,
yes, you are.
To me, okay?
Yes, you are.
At 16, you weren't going to get that. It's going to be black and brown sisters. The white girls still going to get abortions in Texas because the evangelicals, they've been having abortions.
Mm-hmm.
They gonna keep having abortions. It's not because they're trying to control us. They want a reason to say, I told y'all they ain't shit. You see, they ain't got no education. They're not trying to keep their stuff pearly white, because them white girls still gonna have abortions. I remember when I went to college and my roommate said, you know, I'm late because, I'm gonna be honest with you, I had an abortion. Like, you talking about this shit? You know, I didn't have to get some blessed oil draped all over me and go in front of the church and my mother praying over my bedroom door. It was a good time, Mom. I got caught, but there are others too. But the white girl's like, yeah, I had an abortion. My sister had one. I was like, what? So it's not going to be them that stopped. They gonna take it and make it a weekend trip.
I'm about to say, they're going to go out of state.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
If we're not policing our backyards, this is what happens. The Democratic Party encompasses all of us, educated, uneducated. The Republicans just want money.
Yeah.
So whether or not Biden is hitting on all 10 cylinders for you, you need to go with shit that's going to police and help your backyard. And then you get up and do something.
Mm-hmm.
See, when I get a call, you know what? It ain't about my sorority no more. We got a girl here at Hampton, and she done made the homecoming court, and she don't have nothing. Here's my credit card. Get the sister ready. Because you have to pass that on.
Yeah.
I don't give a damn about what sorority you in. You are a woman first.
Yeah.
And I'm pushing. Do you hear me? Don't ask me to come to Florida because I'm coming, baby. Okay. Don't ask me to come.
Thank you, Jan. Oh, my God.
I'm not going to that door. Do you hear me? Because you have to police your backyard. That's how we get. Talking about she's one person. You got to feel that fire passing the emotional topic.
Mm.
Yeah, we was like, yeah, Obama. So we took a breather. But then white people was like, we mad as hell.
Yeah.
That was always there. It just tore off the Band-Aid. That's all that was. So we have to encourage, you know, it's enough money everywhere, so quit hating one another. Whatever makes you feel that burning sensation in your tummy, besides that, go out and support it. May it be the school board. May it be the Vic board that sends the DC kids out. Be on something other than yourself. And pass that on to your kid. That's how we voting on this side. Somebody passed it on to us.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't wake up and say, you know what, I think I need to vote. Our parents, we saw our parents. We saw our grandparents. We saw our aunties and uncles voting. Pass that on.
T.T. Jen, let me ask you something else because you just gave me a thought. So in terms of the Biden administration, right, we do have a black vice president, and she is our soror.
She is.
My question is, though, because people are outraged about, you know, we're getting November's now, Hip Hop History Month,
yes.
And all of a sudden we get all these black holidays, but we can't get an anti-lynching bill passed.
Yeah.
We can't get a hate crime bill passed for black folks. So do you think that these, I'm going to call them puff and fluff,
right,
puff and fluff holidays that we're getting, is it beneficial in terms of bringing more attention and moving the needle maybe to get some of these bills passed? Or how do you feel about it?
I do not, but we are the only community that let entertainers speak for us.
You
ain't
say
got
it.
No damn training, but they jump up and they say, I was a dope pusher now 10 years ago, but you know, I got a breakthrough, so I got a paper.
Mm-hmm.
No grassroots, don't know the issues, don't know the laws, no respect for the ground rules of people who have been pushing forever.
Mm-hmm.
And so they play into the Kanye's, the Cubes, and that mentality. People like you and I who want substance, they couldn't even tell us anything. Mm-hmm. But they have no shame in sitting at the table, and the rest of us are laughing and saying, what the hell?
Mm-hmm.
Cube had enough nerve to say, I've been working on this, other people should have too. What? Have you heard of organizations called the NAACP, black churches, and on and on? What are you talking about? And don't get me wrong, it's not where you started, it's what you're doing now. But don't put down me and minimize what I've been doing.
Better than that, we ain't heard a word from Cube since Trump lost.
No.
Mm.
How in the hell you gonna hold your vote? It's not interest bearing. Vote for every damn thing. And then some more.
Yeah, thank you, Jan. Oh, come on, Jan.
Thank you, T.T. Jan.
I got a suggestion for you. You're my agent right now.
Okay.
I got a marketing suggestion. You know what we should put out? That I'm the baby daddy of Lil Nas X. Oh my God, that would be a scandal. I'm the pappy. I'm gonna bring it back. I'm the pappy. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us for Laugh and Learn. We're trying this new because you know we're going to a second season. And I think I like the format. I like sitting with you all. So
yeah.
Do what you need to do to protect yourself, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you, it's come down to why we're going to have to do all this shit anyway. Right. Y'all make some noise for our fabulous candidate.
Come on, Kendall.
And thank you, Terrell, in the sound booth. We was a little dismayed.
Yes.
Play mess. I appreciate you. I'm not leaving. We can talk and hang out or whatever y'all want to do. Y'all want to food? Y'all want to eat? Because I ain't got to leave. My flight don't leave till 6 o'clock in the morning. So but I'm not going to look like this at the show. Guaranteed. The he of the he, she, we is here. Can you guys do me one favor? Because a lot of y'all already met me. But my co-host, don't say shit. My co-host came on not even to be my co-host.
Oh.
She came on as a fluke just to sit and fill a seat one day when the other partner couldn't make it to work. The seat I thought was too big from her the first day. The next week, the seat was too small. When I tell you I love this woman and I admire this woman.
I love you too.
She's black, she's highly educated, she talks plenty shit. But she takes great care of Flame Monroe. So make some noise for my very intelligent co-host.
I love you, sir.
Go on, hold your ladies and gentlemen. Stand up and show them legs, Tampa. And I cussed out about dressing up very good.
Listen, but that's the only reason why I got on a color. Y'all know I would have been in black, so. All right.
Flamettes, I absolutely adore you. Thank you guys for the support, for riding with me on the ups and the downs. Y'all know more of my life story than I knew because y'all remember shit that I don't even remember happening on the day that it happened because we always so live and so transparent to each other. I can never tell you all personally what you all mean to me because you come on live, but there have been many days that y'all come on and say, Flame, you saved me through the pandemic. What you don't know is that you were saving me back. Because I was with teenagers and working, trying to get work and against getting the shot and getting turned down for shit, for major scripts. When Tina Fey turned me down because I didn't take the shot, I was heartbroken. I didn't tell y'all that, but I was. And we went on live and did a love lounge, and we forgot all about it. And I got my pastor here. I passed the first pastor.
Yes.
Pastor first. I'm here with Reverend Erskine and his beautiful wife, Catrice Porter, who has always been with us over. And they, y'all inbox them when y'all need prayer. They pray with y'all. And we just find ways to make it better. We are people of a certain age. We're not young. We have to take care of each other because we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. We don't know. But I appreciate you, Flame Mets. And I might not always say it, especially when I'm high on live. I don't say shit. But I can tell you right now, from person to person, for the ones that are here, we appreciate you. We're going to make Laugh and Learn. We're going to make history with Laugh and Learn. I promise you. So thank you guys for being a part of a brand. We appreciate you. Follow Lauren Hogan at Lauren Hogan on YouTube.
Yes.
And Lauren Armani H on Instagram and Facebook. And follow me on Instagram at Monroe Flame. On YouTube at Flame Monroe, on Facebook as Marcus Flame Monroe Parker, and do not follow my Twitter. It's all porn. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you guys. Thank you. Where we at? DC Comedy Law. Woo!
Laugh and Learn is a production of the Black Effect Network and iHeartRadio. Our executive producer is Tiffany Haddish. The show is produced by Tribble. Our theme music is by Chrissy Payne.